Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, May 7, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Greece, where AMG International's Paul Jenks says recent bombings rattled the Greek government. Security is important as the country enters the last 100 days leading up to the Summer Olympic Games. Jenks says their teams are far enough away from main venues they don't think they'll be exposed to much harm. However, there is a great need for prayer.
AMG, it's good to mention, is part of a local organization called Flame 2004, which is a consortium of different ministries that will be doing outreach at the time of the Olympics.
Next, fighting has erupted between government forces and rebels in western Sudan, despite a ceasefire signed last month. The humanitarian crisis is now being called the world's worst. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says they're working in nearby Chad, where about 110,000 Sudanese refugees are living, providing food and other essentials.
We work with churches, leaders, and families. And as we work with those groups of people, we find that as we give the physical items, their hearts are so open to hearing about Christ.
And finally, a pioneer in mission aviation is now with the Lord he served for years. Memorial services were held yesterday for the president and founding member of Mission Aviation Fellowship, J. Grady Parrott. He was 95. Parrott served as president from 1949 until he retired in 1970. As president, he molded Mission Aviation Fellowship into a worldwide operation. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.